University life can be a bit of a maze, right? Don't worry. Campus Chronicles is here to be your guide. It's your go-to spot for tackling the big questions, sharing a laugh, and everything else that comes with navigating campus life. Think of it as the resource and the sounding board that I wish I had back in my uni days. And I am so excited to share it with you. My goal is to leave you feeling inspired, energized, and ready to chase after your boldest dreams. Let's jump in. Hello, hello, everyone. I am so excited to introduce you to this wonderful, beautiful soul that we have here today. Her name is Hannah Roche, and she is an actor and also the daughter of our amazing guest, Lisa Roche, from the Find Your Flow podcast. Hannah, thank you for being here.
Thank you so much for having me, Brooke.
Well, I'm so excited, Hannah. Before we jumped on, Hannah and I discussed so many different avenues and directions that this podcast could take because she has such a diverse, amazing range of experiences. But before we get into all of that, give us a little snapshot into who Hannah is.
Well, first, hi, I'm Hannah. I'm an actor, as Brooke had said before. I also was a former athlete for two Division I schools, which we can get into in a bit. And I also was a swimmer. I was a musician for 13 years. And right now, I'm just kind of living life and figuring it out as a 25-year-old woman and just kind of figuring out what that means and how I move my body and then also like find and move through life and what makes me happy.
I love that, find and move through life, because I don't know about you, Hannah, but the transition coming out of university was very challenging for me on a personal level. And I think that so many people go through that period or season of stress, anxiety, self-doubt, and cracks in their self-identity, but no one talks about it. Did you experience that?
Absolutely. I think for me in my specific situation, because I was a transfer student after my freshman year, it felt like graduating, one, it happened so fast. I know people say college happens so fast, but when you're in it, like at certain points you feel slower, but you really don't realize just how fast. Like sometimes it's 3 years, sometimes it's 4 years, how fast that goes by. And I think for me that this, it was almost like the cracks, it was like a splintering effect, because one, I like kind of knew what I wanted to do like coming out of college, because my mom and I had a come to Jesus moment. I was like, why don't you just study theater? Because I switched my major about four times. And so I chose to study theater. Came out, like kind of knew I wanted to be an actor, but was like very hesitant about it. And I have an acting family. Like most of my dad's family is like actors and in theater and just within the arts. And having that support system really helped. But then it was just like my self-confidence and my self-identity and knowing that being an actor has one been a dream of mine since childhood, but knowing that like it was a dream I can actually pursue now, that was the daunting step to take. And kind of feeling ready to do that was my biggest hurdle from graduating college. And I also felt like I didn't get enough time in college, because when I was rowing, so I kind of did the study, sleep, train, repeat scenario, which I know if you're listening to this and this is not your story, that's okay. But if it is, know that it's okay to branch out. My brother, he's studying abroad. This coming semester, he studied abroad last semester, and he had so much fun. And I just wish that while I was in college, one, I had the confidence to do that. Two, had enough knowledge to do more research about study abroad programs, because even though like I was an athlete, like I still could have done like a summer program if I wanted to. So I think just having more knowledge and having more confidence to kind of branch out and do different things to kind of find my avenues as well.
I love that. And one thing I want to point out that you said that I think is really beautiful is you changed your major multiple times and then you made the decision to study theater. But I'm sure that was a desire of your heart long before that. But sometimes our decisions can be very misunderstood. And I'm sure that there were people that thought maybe it wasn't the best decision or wasn't the most responsible decision. How did you deal with that?
I think dealing with it was actively like going to class and actively making the decision, being like, okay, I was already a minor in theater before this. I'm getting straight A's without needing to stress or put in a ton of effort. Yes, I was putting in effort. I always put an effort in your classes, but like it was the ease of it and trying to not even convince myself, but remind myself that like when you're in your passion and you're in your purpose, everything's going to come pretty easily. Like you're just in a state of flow and in a state of, it's like a state of inner peace that for me, one, I haven't experienced like to a full extent, I think ever. I've had brief stints of it before and just kind of being in like this like total alignment state where I've had it for moments. So like a moment could be, you know, 6 months to a year, maybe even like a year and a half, 2 years. But being in a state of constant flow and constantly being surrounded by people that I align with on a constant daily basis was never really the case for me, because in high school, like you have so many different people who kind of have similar beliefs if you've moved around a lot, or if you just like kind of know like you don't vibe well with the values and morals that are there. But then in college, you're getting, it's an even bigger pool of all of these different people from all these different backgrounds. So you have international students, you have in-state students, out of state, and just like all of their beliefs and trying to figure out, okay, where's my group? Or even like, where are my groups plural? So like, for me, like I kind of mingle and figure out like, okay, which groups do I want? Which groups can I be a part of? And they value me as much as I value them. And it turns into like kind of having individual people, then I create my own group. And I think dealing with the constant reassurance that I needed to give myself and the constant like need for self-confidence, so like, yeah, I'm making a good decision. This is a good investment for me and for my life. And I know the return of investment on acting comes later down the line, but like being okay with that and being confident in the work that I do and the work that I put into it, I think that is something that's still helping me deal with it. It's still helping me deal with the choice that I made to remember that this is my passion and this is kind of my purpose in life. This has been my calling for a very long time. I think it's a reason why, you know, I was bullied a lot in school for being smart, for being kind, which that has always been weird to me. But
I know, why would we bully someone for being kind? It's so ludicrous.
It makes no sense to me, but I think for a lot of people in middle school, high school, those formative years, like kindness is kind of rare, especially with girls. It gets really hard really fast and you kind of have to learn how to navigate that very quickly. But I think, yeah, just being made fun of for getting good grades and being a really good athlete at the time and still being a good athlete in high school when I turned into a full-time rower and then college. Absolutely. It wasn't like I was getting bullied then, but definitely first year, it was like, you know, you're bullied because everyone looks a certain way and you don't look a certain way. And it's like, well, why don't you look this way? And I'm like, I don't know. It's just my genes. And, you know, this is the sport that I do. And, you know, you need certain things for that. So I think having this experience of everyone just kind of putting me personally under a microscope, one has most definitely taught me how to have tough skin. Yes, I have my moments, of course, but I think especially with the industry that I want to be in and that I'm actively pursuing to be in, I think having thick skin and learning how to trust yourself and trust your boundaries and trust the confidence that you have to make it in this industry, I think is really important. And while the confidence level, we're definitely still getting there for me, I do think me having thick skin and taking criticism from others has been the biggest return of investment, because now I know like it's like, oh, this like can't really faze me. Like, yeah, I'll get a critique, but then okay, like I'm not gonna go like cry in my room about it for hours on end.
I love that. I have so much that I want to say to everything that you said, but I want to highlight what you said there at the end about the industry that you're actively pursuing, because as somebody who was in broadcasting and performing myself, I think one of the biggest things it taught me is how to choose myself and show up in my authenticity and be confident in the performance that I wanted to give versus contorting and molding and trying to shape yourself into what a casting director or an agent or someone else might want. But that takes time. And you have to really know your self identity to do that. And that for me was so challenging. How do you dig your heels into your self identity?
Digging into the heels, that's such a great phrase too, digging into the heels of my self identity and self authenticity. One, I'm still learning how to do it consistently because I do have moments. Like, it's like, you know, when you just get those things where you're like, yeah, I'm not willing to do this. If it's for roles, like, I'm not willing to do this, I'm not willing to do that. Or if it's with friends, like, it's boundaries. So it's like, I'm not willing to compromise on this and I'll compromise on that. I think for me, one, I've been like kind of acting and imitating people since I was an infant. Like, I imitated my grandmother a lot to make her laugh. So it's like, oh, if I put on this character, that makes people laugh. That makes people like me. That makes people, you know, want to be around me. And now it's like, okay, how do I shed all of that off? Like, all, like, unlearn all of this, like, kind of self-internalized training and really just kind of be who I am, which is, you know, I'm confident, I'm kind, I'm actually really funny, even though I don't find myself funny. I'm a storyteller. I am ambitious. I want big dreams. I'm a big dreamer. And I think being able to go through life confidently and say, like, yeah, I'm whatever, I'm me, which everyone's like, okay, what does that mean? I'm just myself. I'm Hannah. Like, there's no, I'm Hannah the actor, Hannah the athlete, Hannah, you know, the semi-good comedian. It's more of just finding the essence of myself and being confident and okay with that version of myself and that person, because, you know, when you look in the mirror, you kind of see yourself, but then you kind of, I personally can see my potential. And I think seeing the next version of myself, like, getting comfortable in that and sitting in that and being like, okay, like, I feel confident to step out and be this person and just be in a state of being, if that makes any sense.
Oh, it makes so much sense. And I love what you said about Hannah the actor, Hannah the athlete, because it's so easy to label yourself. It is. And it's so easy in the industry that you're in to sort of typecast yourself and say, well, this is who I am. This is how my life goes, versus allowing yourself to be exploratory and create what you want. Have you found that for yourself at all?
Yeah, I think right now, definitely choosing to do professional training for acting and doing what I want versus, you know, sticking to a job in retail or sticking to, you know, wanting to go the corporate route, which again, I think both avenues are fine depending on the person. It's just for me, like, getting confident in, okay, like, I am choosing myself by choosing to study and pursue acting and pursuing even cinematography and watching all of these movies, listening to a ton of music, because I'm a very musical person as well. I think actively choosing myself in acts of, I want to say, like, acts of conflict, because conflict doesn't mean like, oh, you're fighting someone else or you're fighting a problem that's outside of yourself. It can be something within yourself as well. I think the constant hammering at people always asking me, like, who are you, or what do you want to be when you grow up, or, oh, why are you so this, why are you so that, the constant hammering that it ends up internalizing. It's like, okay, like, how do I then, one, as I'm 25 years old, experienced all of these things throughout my entire life. One, how do I unlearn all of it? Two, how do I flip it on its head and be like, okay, like, this is me actually choosing myself. And I've had moments with, you know, former friends and former colleagues where, you know, it is that active, like, you can see in real time you choosing yourself and choosing to be a version of yourself, whereas they're kind of standing still and saying, why are you acting this way? Why are you being this? Why do you look different? Why do you speak? Why do you even speak different sometimes? And it's, oh, I'm choosing myself. Like, I'm speaking a language that they're not speaking anymore. Or we just have never spoken the same language, whether that's mentally, physically, emotionally, spiritually. And it's, you just kind of have to figure out, okay, what's the language that my heart and soul and mind are speaking? One, how do I understand it? Two, how can I then vocalize that out in myself and in my daily life? And then how do I attract the people that I don't have to explain my language to. I don't have to explain who I am. They just kind of see me, accept me, and then we can get to know each other going forward.
I love that because you don't have to translate your soul. That's beautiful. How has choosing yourself changed your life?
I think for me, choosing myself, it's saved me in so many ways. And I kind of have to remind myself on certain occasions where, like, if it's like, oh, like I walked away from a friendship, or I walked away from a relationship, or I walked away from a job and walked away from an interview or a casting call and been like, yeah, I'm worth more than this. And then, you know, reminding myself, like, if it's on like a day where I know that this thing happened and it's been like a year, 2 years, or even 6 months, I'm like, okay, like I, even though like I'm not hearing from this person or their job is still like, hey, change your mind yet. I think just reminding myself that I've chosen to take up space. I'm allowed to take up space. I'm allowed to transform. I am allowed and I'm worthy. That's been a big choosing myself's life-saving point was doing affirmations. So especially post-grad, like kind of changing my physical forms, like putting on weight, losing weight, putting on muscle, going to the gym, figuring out what I want to do in the gym, because I've been in a gym and training for 8 years, pretty 8 years almost consistently and consecutively now for, you know, however long. And if we add swimming into that, it's been a really long time that I've trained and just had all of this like workout hours, if like for lack of better wording. And I think reminding myself that one, I am worthy. I'm worthy of success. I'm worthy of transforming. Giving myself the space to transform and figure everything out and kind of, I know a lot of people say like, oh, I'm in my cocoon phase or my caterpillar phase or I'm in my butterfly stage. Especially in that like cocoon stage, giving yourself the space and grace to actually transform is so important. And I think people, whether you're in college undergrad or you're in college postgrad, giving yourself that space to transform and to figure out who you are. Because again, that's what college is for. That's what grad school is for. If it's, you know, you're still figuring out, like, this is what you want to do. I mean, I follow a great girl. Her name's Anna Sitar on all social media. And she went to engineering undergrad, but then got a master's in film studies. And she knew film, like she loved both passions. And now she's doing everything on social media. She's filming all of her own content. She's editing. She's, I think, acting and writing and directing films that are, you know, she's been a part of. And she had these two passions, but film ultimately went out. And I think for me, that was me with athletics and arts. Like, I love being an athlete. I love working out. And as I'm also training for a marathon, like I'm picking and choosing films I want to watch while I'm working out, music I want to listen to while I'm on runs, or even just talking with my dad, because we do a lot of runs together. We kind of talk about like movie moments, or, you know, he's really big into finance. So I get to learn more about finance, and I never loved finance in college, but now I'm like, okay, this actually makes sense. Like, he's been doing this for 15 years and educating me, and I'm still getting a learning experience while I'm doing something physical. And I've been tracking my progress on social media. If anyone wants to give me a follow, we can do socials at the end. But I remember posting a video and like near tears crying, because for so long I'd just been working out to, one, be a part of something bigger than myself, and to contribute to a team. And with the exception of the pandemic, I'd never really worked out to feel good about moving, because I like to say that I'm an athletic person, but I'm not an athlete. I have moments where I have these athletic moments, of course, but I'm not a true athlete. I'm someone that loves to move, and finding workouts or move, like things that help me move and feel good about moving, I think is so important. And I think it, one, helped me develop in choosing myself, because working out for me, it kind of helps get everything super clear. Like, it kind of just crystallizes everything, kind of crystallizes the priorities, crystallizes that self-assurance where you just kind of know, like, okay, like, after I get this sweat, like, I'm going to go look at offers for auditions and I'm going to do research on casting directors and agents and managers and send out headshots and do all that great stuff. And yeah, just really kind of for me turned into choosing myself, not to save myself, but to further growth and further my transformation and kind of my evolution in a way.
I love that. And I love how much breathing room you give yourself to grow and explore and change and be and become, because I don't think many people give themselves enough breathing room, to be honest with you. I have a question for you that I'm very passionate about asking. Is there a quote or a song or a mantra that you live your life by?
I think, well, songs I say for all the time, because I have it's funny, my parents and my brother make fun of me. Everyone makes fun of me for this, but I have a favorites playlist that's like over 7,000 songs. And they're like, why is it so long? I'm like, it's literally just music I've accumulated and forget to clean out. It's really all it is. But I think the most recently, and this has been like the past like couple months, just singing Dancing Through Life from Wicked and just having pieces of that song filter in through my brain through the day. And it's both the new version and the original version. And it's just, you have to, and it's, I saw a video too about it, and it was like, it was this like dissecting one of the lines that he says that Jonathan and the original guy say. And it was literally like nothing matters. Like nothing, and like, you know, nothing matters.
Nothing matters, but knowing nothing matters. Yes.
Yes. Like it's literally, and like literally we'll all be dust at some point. And it's just life. So you literally have to, this is me quoting now, you just have to dance through it. Like, whether that's like your, and a good friend of mine, you know, his mom, and he told me this metaphor too, life is literally a roller coaster. So whatever lowest point is in the roller coaster, like you obviously know, like roller coasters have to come up again. And so whether at whatever point you're on this coaster or whatever path you're walking on, you just kind of have to dance and just be happy that one, you're alive. That's another, oh my God, that's another mantra that I say and remind myself, like, one, I'm alive. I'm a human being. I'm also a spiritual being, like living a human experience. And I know right now everything is like up in the air and crazy, but like for me, outside of that, like being within myself and my own world and my own life, like I was given this life for a reason. And if that's to institute change and, you know, create change or create art or create beauty or whatever I'm meant to be doing, I'm just going to dance my way through it.
Oh my goodness. I love that. I love that song. I love everything you're saying. And I'm going to do a quick shout out to the Wicked movie. If you have not watched it, there is so much beautiful symbolism. There is so many beautiful points of reflection in that movie. I had the pleasure of seeing the first original touring cast and I saw the recent movie. So I highly, highly recommend watch that movie. You are going to learn so much about yourself and how you relate to the world. So thank you, Hannah, for bringing that up. If somebody wants to give you that follow you were talking about, where do they go?
Yeah. So my Instagram, it's hannah.roche2018. I get the question. It's just the graduation year of high school and it approved my follow thing on Instagram, my account on Instagram. So that's just why. TikTok is hannahr2018 as well. And that's where you guys can find me.
Amazing. Hannah, I want to thank you so much for coming on today. I've had a delightful time with you and you had so much insight and beautiful things to share.
I'm so glad. Thank you so much for having me, Brooke. Honestly, I think this is one of the most fun conversations I've had. And I love getting to share my story and being able to do it.
Thank you for joining me on Campus Chronicles. I hope you found our discussion informative, inspiring, entertaining, and fun. We are always working hard to make sure that our episodes are the very best they can be, which means we need your help. If you liked what you heard, remember to hit the follow button on your favorite podcast platform and drop us a review. It helps us to connect with more students who are hungry for success. And remember, the journey never stops. Keep listening, keep learning, keep growing. See you next week for another amazing episode of Campus Chronicles.